Hi everyone, welcome to a new Stevens Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode. 13 of the world's largest banks are about to launch a cryptocurrency on their own. The plan is to launch it in 2020. It's going to be called the Utility Settlement Coin, the USG. And the goal is to make interbank transactions more fluent, to make sure that payments can be done in a faster way, to make sure that transactions can be so more efficient, faster, more secure. This is going to be a big test for blockchain and cryptocurrencies. The big banks are going to connect this cryptocurrency to the major monetary infrastructures in the world. Like, it's going to be backed by the dollar, the euro, and the yen. And the goal is to make the coin as stable as possible. And this is going to be a big test to see how it works, to see how large scale transactions can be done on a new technology like blockchain. And this is, again, big news in the cryptocurrency world, as last week Facebook announced that they would start with a cryptocurrency. Now big banks are moving into this field. So in the next few years, we're going to see how this technology matures and see if it will stand the test of big time transactions. Amazon is launching an Echo Show device at a discounted rate of $95. An Echo Show is like an Alexa device, but with a screen. And it makes a lot of sense for them to launch this because a lot of people want to see something before they buy it. Until now, the Echo Show was $250. So this is a big step down in terms of price. And all this to promote voice commerce and to facilitate it and to lower the barriers for people to buy through voice. And adding a screen is one of the characteristics that many people wanted before they really went into voice shopping. This week we had the funeral of iTunes. After about 19 years, Apple decided to stop with iTunes and they're going to start with three new apps: Apple Music, Apple TV, and Apple Podcast. I was a little bit worried first because I didn't want to lose my music library, but now I heard that, of course, they're going to keep it. Otherwise, it would be like, you know, a history of music that went lost. And it's a new step of Apple of moving into this service company, less weight for the iPhone, more weight for the services that they want to sell in a continuous way to their customers. Last week I talked about the plans of Facebook and their cryptocurrency. This week there's more news. Actually, on the 18th of June, they're going to announce the details of the project. The name that they're going to use for their cryptocurrency is Libra. It's going to be a stable coin, which means that it will not fluctuate in price. It's going to be a system that they use to facilitate payments in WhatsApp and in Messenger. That's probably going to be the biggest application. And they're hoping, of course, that we're going to have peer-to-peer payments because of this. They're hoping that we're going to have merchants that will move into WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger so that we can buy stuff from them directly from the app. So it's moving more and more towards a WeChat kind of model. And apparently it's coming faster than what we anticipated. So I'm looking forward to this press conference on June 18th of Facebook. So everyone, this was my weekly update. Enjoy your weekend and I hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.